Title: Balance Jungle DJ Intro Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a jungle drum and bass DJ intro that feels performable like a DJ mix, but stays balanced the whole time. The goal is simple: you want that classic 16 or 32 bar blend in structure, with filter movement and hype without the low end getting messy, without the hats tearing your head off, and without the whole thing secretly just getting louder. We're going to do that by building one macro-controlled rack on your break bus. Think of this rack like a control surface, 8 macros that let you ride the intro like a set of DJ mixer moves, but with producer-level safety built in. Before we touch devices, quick arrangement setup so this actually works like a DJ tool. Set your project tempo to something DNB-friendly. I'll use 174 BPM. Now sketch a 32-bar intro. Here is a dependable template. Bars 1 to 8. Minimal groove. Maybe hats. And a filtered break. Bars 9 to 16. Add small percussion or ghost notes. And start subtle movement. Bars 17 to 24. More break to tail. Tension FX. Little fills. Bars 25 to 32. Pre-drop ramp. More punch. More clarity. Less filter. And a tiny sense of lift. And here's a big workflow thing. Route your drums into buses. Don't build macros across 12 separate tracks if you can avoid it. Send your break tracks to a group or audio track called Breakbus. If you've got separate kick and snare, those can go to a drum bus. And if you want, both can go into a drums master bus. But today, we're focusing on the break intro. So our rack goes on Breakbus. Now let's build the rack. On Breakbus, drop an audio effect rack and rename it Intro Macros. Open the rack so you can see the chain. Inside that rack, in this order, add EQ8 Auto Filter Drum Bus Glue Compressor Saturator Utility Hybrid Reverb, or regular reverb if you prefer, and optionally a limiter at the end, just as a safety net. Now we map our 8 macros. And while we do this, I want you thinking like a DJ and an engineer at the same time. DJ wants drama, engineer wants stability. Macros let you combine those. Macro 1. Intro Filter. This is your DJ blend sweep. Go to Auto Filter. Set it to band pass mode. Set slope to 24 dB. Put resonance around 0.7. Not higher, because jungle breaks love to whistle when you get too resonant. If you want extra bite, add a tiny bit of drive, like plus 2 to plus 4 dB, but keep it tasteful. Map macro 1 to auto filter frequency. Set the macro range from about 250 Hz up to about 8.5 kHz. So early on you're narrow and tucked, and as you open it, the break reveals itself. Macro 2. Subsafe. This is your low-end control that keeps the intro mixable over another track. In EQ8, turn on a high-pass filter. Make it a 24 dB per octave slope. Map macro 2 to the high-pass frequency. Set the macro range from 25 Hz up to 110 Hz. Early in the intro, you'll run this higher, like 80 to 100 Hz, to keep low thud and rumble from fighting the outgoing tune. Then you relax it later as you approach the drop, when the track can afford to have weight. Macro 3. Break presence. This is how your break speaks on small speakers without you just turning it up. In EQ8, create a bell around 3.2 kHz. Set Q around 1.2. Dart gain at 0. Map macro 3 to that bell gain. Set the range from minus 2 dB to plus 4.5 dB. This is a careful excitement control. If you push it too hard, snares get pokey and hats get aggressive, so keep it in the safe zone. Macro 4. Air and hiss. Top and lift, controlled. In EQ8, at a high shelf at 10 kHz, Q around 0.7. Map macro 4 to the shelf gain. Range from minus 1 dB to plus 5 dB. This gives you that tapish cymbal fizz vibe, but if your sample is already bright, you might live in the lower half of this macro most of the time. Macro 5. Transient punch. Pre-drop snap without fake sub. Go to drum bus. Set boom to 0%. We don't want invented low end in a DJ intro most of the time. Set transients to start at 0. Map macro 5 to transients, range 0 to 30%. Optionally also map macro 5 to drum bus drive, lightly, like 0 to plus 6 dB. But only if you're disciplined about level matching after. Because if punch just means louder, you're not actually getting punch. Macro 6. Space. Club depth without washing out the groove. Hybrid reverb. Choose algorithmic mode or a small room convolution. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 12 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 350 Hz. High cut 6 to 9 kHz. And set dry slash wet to 0 to start. Map macro 6 to dry slash wet, range 0 to 18%. This is not an always on reverb. This is a phrase marker. Think quick bursts on fills or the last hit of an 8-bar section. Macro 7. Stereo control. Wide tops, mono lows. On utility, start width at 100%. Turn on bass mono if you want extra safety, and set it around 120 AC. Map macro 7 to width, range 80% to 140%. But remember, too wide and your hats detach from the groove, and mono playback gets weird. If 140 feels like too much on your material, cap it at 120 or 130. The point is controlled widening, not super wide. Macro 8, DJ exit. A safe cut for mix-out moments. Map macro 8 to utility gain. Range from 0 dB down to minus infinity, or down to minus 24 dB if you don't want a hard mute. This is your emergency lever and also a performance move if you're building DJ tools. Cool. Now before we automate anything, do a quick coach-style calibration pass, because this is where intermediate producers level up fast. Set all macros to your intro start positions. So, filter fairly closed, sub safe fairly high, low punch, little to no reverb, width near normal. Play the break and look at the break bus meter. Aim your peaks around minus 8 to minus 6 dB FS. Not because it's some magic number, but because it gives you headroom and keeps you honest. Now jump all macros to pre-drop positions. Filter open, sub safe relaxed, more presence and air. Punch up, width slightly wider, but reverb not too high. Check the meter again. If it's suddenly way louder, don't accept it. Go back and trim device outputs. Pull down drum bus output, saturator output, or even add a utility for trim. Your automation should feel like tone and energy, not accidental volume automation. Now, optional but very drum and bass. Add a parallel hype chain. This is how you get the break, is exploding without destroying the main signal. Inside the audio effect rack, create a second chain. Keep your main chain as clean. Name the new chain Hype Parallel. On Hype Parallel, add saturator with soft clip on. Drive somewhere like plus 8 to plus 14 dB. Then lower the output so the chain isn't just louder. EQ 8 with a high pass around 250 Hz, so this chain doesn't mess with low end. Add a small top boost around 7 to 10 kHz if needed. Blue compressor, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 10 ms, release auto. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now map a macro to the high parallel chain volume. If you don't want to add a new macro, you can reuse air or punch, but be careful because now one macro is doing multiple things. Set the chain volume range from minus infinity up to around minus 10 dB. That way, you can blend in hype energy, but it never becomes the main signal. Now let's automate this like a DJ intro. And here's a big phrasing tip. Don't draw nervous automation that's constantly wiggling. Hold a position for 2 to 4 bars, then make assertive moves on bar lines, especially 8-bar boundaries. That's what feels DJ-friendly. Here's a clean 32-bar performance plan. Bars 1 to 8. Sneaky blend in. Keep macro 1. The filter, around 30%, so it's band passed and tucked. Keep macro 2. Subsafe. Fairly high. High pass around 80 to 100 Hz. Keep punch basically at 0. Add tiny touches of space only on the last hit of bar 8, like a little signpost. Bars 9 to 16, start opening. Slowly open the filter up to about 55 to 65%. Relax the high pass to around 60 to 70 Hz. Add a little presence, like plus 1 to plus 2 dB. Nudge width to around 110%. You should feel like the loop is stepping forward in the mix, but it still sits politely over an outgoing track. Bars 17 to 24, tension section. Use short bursts of reverb on fills, not constant wash. Add a little air, maybe plus 2 dB. Bring punch up to around 15 to 20%, but check you're not getting a level jump. And a nice trick here, at bar 24, do a quick 1-bar filter dip, like you briefly close the filter a touch, then release it. That suck down creates anticipation. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop ramp. Open the filter most of the way, like 80 to 100%. Let sub safe go lower if your break needs it, maybe down into 30 to 45 Hz. But if this is meant to be mixed by a DJ over a sub-heavy tune, you might keep it safer. Remember, DJ-friendly often means less sub in the intro, not more. Punch up to around 25 to 30%. Presence and air can rise to that final lift, maybe plus 3 to plus 4 dB presence, plus 3 to plus 5 dB air, but keep listening for harshness around 3 to 5 kHz. And keep reverb minimal here. Pre-drop needs punch and clarity. Too much space right before the drop makes it feel smaller. Now let's add one intermediate level concept that makes this whole thing feel pro. Map one macro to multiple parameters on purpose. This creates what I call the DJ hand illusion. One gesture, multiple smart changes. You can do this with a new macro called energy. Map it, conservatively, to filter frequency opening high pass frequency droppy slightly, so weight comes back as you open presence rising slightly transience rising slightly reverb rising earlier in the intro, but falling near the end so the pre-drop is clean and if you built the parallel chain, bring in the parallel mostly in the last 8 bars. Now you can write one clean automation curve for energy across 32 bars, and use the other macros for accents like space hits, exit cuts, or stereo moments. Another advanced but very practical trick, as you open the filter, automatically carve a small midrange pocket so your intro sits over the outgoing track. Add another EQ8, or use a spare band, and make a gentle bell cut around 250 to 450 Hz. That's the mud zone where a lot of track body lives. Map that cut depth to the same macro that opens your filter. So as the break reveals itself, it also politely steps around the outgoing tune's body. That is DJ-minded production right there. Now do your balance checkpoints. Don't skip these. After the rack, drop a spectrum device, or just trust the meters plus your ears, but spectrum helps you learn faster. Look at the low end. Is there too much happening below 80 Hz in the intro? If yes, increase sub safe early, or reduce anything that adds low bloom. Look at 3 to 5 kHz when you push presence. If it gets spiky, reduce the macro range, not just the automation amount. And if you're using a limiter, keep it as safety only. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. If it's clamping down, your rack is too hot or your macro ranges are too aggressive,